Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
I think we should discuss the news, only news story that really matters of this entire like week and month and year. Okay, maybe not year, but for a while. Because G Dragon is preparing for a comeback. And I don't think it's enough. Like, not enough people are talking about it.
I think because not a lot of people really know because he's so like quiet.
Yeah. And I've been thinking of like recently, I'm just like, why hasn't he done anything yet? I get like, okay, he came out of the military. He wants to take a little break, whatever, lame. I bet he had like a good enough break in the military. Let's be honest. People are complaining about how easy he had it. And then I know with the whole Soongri thing, like he probably wanted to lay low with Big Bang, you know, before they go do Big Bang things. But hello, quarantine. You had plenty of time to plan and do stuff, okay?
This would be your
No,
second album.
honestly. Artists do not have any excuse after this year. Like
That is
every
so
album
true.
that comes out should be like the most amazing album ever because you had extra time to plan and prepare.
Yeah, that's valid. That's valid fact. We should tweet that. That is valid facts.
So.
Well, and it's funny because on top of just having time to prepare, like it is your job. Like your job is to make songs and sing them and perform them if you still want to be a current active, like you're not retiring. So like mixed in with just your job obligations, as anyone else has to do their job obligations, you're obligated to make songs, and now you have free time, well, I guess quote unquote free time to make said songs. So like honestly, we should be seeing a lot of albums be popping out. I need Christmas albums from every group.
Oh man, should we just start doing Jingle Bells? Like June.
K-pop Christmas, and it just has like all like every group releases at least four different Christmas songs.
That would be amazing. What if it was just like Korea just put like this whole like collaborative Christmas album? They're like, here you go. It's like featured from like all these different groups.
Do you remember Disney Channel when they used to do like the songs where like all the different Disney Channel stars would sing? Like it would.
No.
They used to do this thing. Okay, if you're listening to this and you watch Disney Channel, they used to do this thing where like they'd pick a song and then they would have like Miley Cyrus, the Jonas Brothers, Selena Gomez, even Timon. They literally got all of their Disney actors and actresses to like sing the song, and like each person would have a little piece of the song.
Cool.
And that literally reminds me of that. Like they just get like a big recording room, and then like each group sings like a piece of the song. Because
Yeah.
it was always really awkward though, because there was like 17 of them standing in like a half circle, and they
Oh.
were like it was just, I don't know, it was awkward looking back at it now, but I used to love it. It's like, oh my God, all my favorite actors and actresses are singing. Like,
That's kind of like the We Are the World, like that Michael Jackson song
yeah.
they always did.
Anyways, you guys are listening.
Yeah.
You producers are listening.
I mean, really, because it's like, okay, each entertainment company could get like a specific Christmas song, and then they just have to divvy it out among their members.
Right.
SM, it would just be all of Taeyang and Mark. Like that's all it would, maybe like a little Do
Get some vocals.
Young
Johnny won't be in there. He'll just like be in the video.
Yeah, he'll be in the background dancing. There's not even a dance where he's just back there like a Santa costume or something.
Santa.
This is stupid. I hate
Oh
him.
my gosh. No, that's really exciting. I'm excited. I think G Dragon is, I feel like he made such a name, like, G Dragon, GD, like he made such a name for himself that he, I feel like, is able to just like disappear, like not just for military service, but like just disappear and then come back. Almost, it's like Beyonce, like you just kind of like they go somewhere and then you don't really hear of anything about them, and then they just like drop an album on you, or be like, oh yeah, by the way, my album's coming out.
Here
Like,
it is.
wait, Like, wait.
Well, it's pretty good for even like K-pop though, when they're like, the norm is to produce like at least 2 albums a year.
Yeah.
You know, and he's on like a what, like a 2 or 3 year hiatus.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And people are still like just as interested.
Exactly. I think that's like says a lot about how he positioned himself.
Mm-hmm.
He did it.
Uh-huh. D-Dragon. He did post a picture on Instagram today with him and Top. Like it was like an old picture and it was when he had his green hair. And I was like, oh, green hair D-Dragon coming for me.
He's like, this is for Katie. Katie, if you're looking at this photo.
Honestly. I mean, that and the new BTS album and then possibly GOT7, done.
Honestly, someone was saying, like, GOT7, someone, TikTok, someone was saying, my sources say on TikTok, that the disbandment might be, like, actually, like, real, like, realer than people are thinking.
Stop.
And it really got me thinking, like, okay, like, I have to, because, I mean, that's my favorite group, like, I have to really think, like, if they were to disband, obviously, I'd be sad, because I'm like, oh, that means there's no more music coming from them.
Their concerts.
Katie, shut the fuck up. Okay, so, don't need to cry right now on this podcast. But I still feel, I don't know, a part of me feels like, even if they don't re-sign with JYP, and then they, like, disband, quote-unquote disband, I feel like they're going to stay together for like a little bit longer. Like,
I hope so.
As a unit. I just feel like they depend on each other for success.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that before. I don't think any of them besides Jackson can really be on their own. And the only reason I think Jackson can is because he does it. He's doing it. But I feel also that just has to do with it being Jackson Wang. But so I'm holding out. But like when I was reading it, I was like, oh my God, that kind of makes me sad. Like I haven't even really prepared myself for like them to not be a group, and like COVID really like fucked everything over, and like even if I could go to a concert, I can't now because
yeah, like we like missed our chance because like when will we really have like real concerts again?
Exactly.
Can you imagine though, like if they do disband, like what fans will do to JYP? Like, his, like, I just feel like his whole stocks will just plummet. Like,
well, because if you think about it, like, nothing against Stray Kids. I actually really enjoy Stray Kids. I think they're, like, maturing very nicely, like, into their own sound and music. But, like, I just feel like there is, it would really suck, and I'd be really sad if GOT7 disbands, and then Stray Kids, like, blow up, and they get, like, everything that GOT7 should have gotten. And that, like, would really, I feel like it would hurt them, the like GOT7, because it's like, what the fuck? Like, we're right here, an equally capable boy group, just minus 2 people, and like.
Yeah. Speaking of, I forgot, I saw this thing today during my lunch break. I think it was on Twitter. It was talking about how JYP is joining up with Psy from P-Nation to do like a, what do you call them? You know, like the little competition shows to form a new group?
Uh-huh.
To form a new boy group. And I'm like, take care of the boy groups you already have.
He literally has.
I don't get it.
He's like sitting on potential. Like, you have Jackson Wang, who at this point is probably the most well-known Chinese artist that people are kind of... I mean, obviously, with the whole explosion of K-pop.
Yeah.
That people know, like,
Prince of Thailand on there.
Literally, like, I just feel like you have so much potential to, and I know they're bigger globally than they are in Korea, but, like, then utilize that. Like, I don't understand, I will never understand JYP, not just the person, but just the company in itself. Like, I don't understand, like, is it because they think, like, oh, no, they're going to get too big, we must keep them small. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand their...
Like, people love GOT7. They're a huge group.
Disapprove. I disapprove of what I'm hearing. But do you know what else I disapprove of?
What else do you disapprove of?
SM. Just the whole thing.
I think this whole podcast is just a shit on SM podcast.
With a little sprinkle of shit on JYP.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Who do you hate more, JYP or SM?
Probably.
I feel like it's more personal when it comes to JYP.
Yeah, I like personally, like it's, I feel like JYP personally attacks me with his decisions, yeah, or the company's decisions. And I feel like SM is just like a shittier label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
they treat their idol shitty. And I have some stories on why people think they treat their idol shitty, because they do. Okay. So they do? JYP, I mean JYP, damn it.
They're energy.
Aespa, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Or Aespa, I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about. The new girl group from SM. Excited's not the right word. But I am intrigued to see how this goes. And there's some, like, major flaws that one that I kind of have just on my own, but another one that a idol trainee, I believe from a different company, has, like, made a video. He made a YouTube video about it, about the concerns he has as an idol trainer. So this is, like, someone who is with the trainees as they go through the process. So, I mean, if anyone's going to know, like, the mindset of what a trainee goes through, would be the trainers.
Right.
But my big concern is that I feel like they are just going to, like, kind of knock Red Velvet to the side. Mm. And then they're going to be, all of their attention and focus is going to be on this new girl group, which is what you do when you usually get a new product, which is really sad because they're not products, they're people. Yeah. But I have a feeling that they're just going to, like, kick Red Velvet to the side and then just focus on this new girl group. And it really sucks because Red Velvet actually has a lot of potential to be bigger in Korea.
Oh, for sure.
And in the States.
They're kind of like the GOT7 of a girl group.
Yeah. They're like well known. Like, you know their name. Like, people know Red Velvet. But yeah, it's like they have the potential to be a bigger group. Mm-hmm. And with this new girl group, I don't think they're going to get that. I think they're going to get shittier comebacks and shittier songs.
Because I think they're going to end up disbanding and just doing solo
things. Like, Irene's just going to act, and then Wendy's just going to, like, sing. Wendy gives me, like, Rose vibe, like, Rosé vibes. Rosé vibes.
Say that.
So that's, like, my concern. But this idol trainer's concern was that, so by now everyone knows there's going to be virtual members. So there's going to be the four members of the group, real human people, and then their virtual... Right. A virtual like VR concept person.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I give it to SM, way to be like creative or trying to think of a new way that's definitely gonna set them apart from other groups. Like, no one else has that.
Yeah.
But what this trainer was concerned about is that this could really cause a lot of mental health issues for the members. He was worried about the toll that it would take on their mental health. And I'll read his comment that he put. He said, they modeled the characters based on the members. They're trying to use people as character IPs, but this could cause all sorts of new creations. I'm worried that this will cause for erotic images to be spread online.
His concern
is that now you have this VR concept whose members look exactly like they're the real people, and they're all, it's virtual. So imagine you being in the girl group, and then you go and search yourself and you see all these erotic photos of your virtual person. Like, that could be very damaging to you, because you're like, what the fuck? Like,
true.
You know? And it's not uncommon to see like that type of things on like Google search, or like make it onto sites. And so I'm sure that could be very like not traumatizing, but like maybe like stressful for these idol groups. And he brought up like the whole KDA, which is what we talked about last time when I was trying to figure out that group that had like the girl from G Idol and Madison Beer. Like, remember I was saying like, oh, they did some type of like AI thing, and you're like,
Oh right.
It was KDA, like K/DA or something like that. And he gave them as an example to support why he thinks that this will take a mental toll on them. And he said, if you search K /DA online, you'll see more erotic photos than normal ones. By making characters out of idols, you're basically feeding the people online who like to exploit such images. When characters are used to create other things online, it doesn't cause any harm. But ASPA are people. I'm not sure if members who are mostly younger than 20 years old will be able to endure images of them being used to make other creations online.
Mm.
So he's more concerned about the younger members. Obviously, if you have an older member, they might be able to, like, you know, compartmentalize, like, okay, like, that's not me, or, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have these younger 18, 19 year olds, and they're like, whoa, like, why is my AI being used for XYZ?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if you think about it, like, all of the girls who, like, simp over these anime boys who are not real, like, that's fine. I mean, hey, that's your thing that you think. But, like, those aren't based off of real people. So, like, they hypersexualize all these anime guys
in anime.
And, like, you've seen the TikToks. Like, they, like, really go hard on their love for these characters. But those are just characters that someone drew up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
These are characters based off of a real human being, and they look exactly like the real human being. So, like, imagine the toll that could take on them, which is what he was saying. And basically, he ended it with saying, like, SM isn't looking at their idols like they're human beings. Like, he's basically like, this is a product, and I want to exploit my idols.
Yeah,
money, because he knows people are going to be interested in it.
Well, SM definitely doesn't think about, like, the well-being and how it affects their idols in any of that they do.
No. Well, and that's, like, so that goes into their virtual hotel that he wants to make.
Virtual hotel?
Yeah. So he wants to, this is stupid, Katie. So SM wants to have a new building, and it's a virtual reality hotel for fans. And apparently, and this all, like, there's not, like, set in stone news yet, so, like, be wrong too. But the top floor, 25 rooms, are given to fans to experience staying in the same hotel as your favorite idols.
Is this, like, virtual reality?
Yeah.
Like, I have the goggles on?
I don't know how. I'm assuming that's how they would do that, because I don't really know how they else would do that. But it's supposed to be, like, it's going to be a tourist attraction, because people are like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, I'm going to go to, like, the SM hotel, because then you could experience what it's like to be in the same, like, you know. But do you know how terrible that's about to be? That is about to be so fucking bad. So bad. You're just feeding everyone all of the ammo to just do the most terrible things to, like, people's reputation. Like,
is this all of the SM idols?
They didn't specify, but I have an idea that he's going to do, like, the ones that he thinks are going to bring people in.
Because what room is Kai going to be in?
Because I'm going to need to have a room number.
I just need to know so I can write it down. No, just kidding. That's really freaking weird. And I feel really bad for all these idols, because they're like, what? Like, I just feel like that's, like, invasive and weird.
Yeah, and I'm sure they don't get a say. Like, I'm sure they're not like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. They're like, no, Kai, you're going to become your AI is going to be in room 604. Sorry. Like, what? Like, it's so bad.
That's just, like, is asking for creepy. And it's asking for creepy to, like, come into this hotel and be creepy. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah. I think it's going to end terribly. I feel bad for the idols, because it really basically says, like, you are not, like, you're a product to us, and
mm-hmm.
we're going to exploit you as much as we can, and you're going to need to be okay with it.
You know what this makes me think of, though? I feel like if it continues down this path of SM doing stuff like this, it's just becoming, like, laziness. Like, they're going to start depending on just using VRs versus, like, the real idols doing stuff. Because they could easily just, like, say they're going to put out a music video, and it's all just the virtual, like, avatars instead of the actual people, which means the actual idols aren't getting paid enough, or all that they should be getting paid, because they're like, oh, no, we're just going to use the virtual avatars.
Or, yeah, or they're just going to eventually just say, like, you know what, it's easier to not pay anyone.
Yeah.
And then,
like, we already got your face in an avatar. Fuck you, bye. You're old.
Yeah. Like, what if K-pop just becomes, like, a virtual thing, and then they can just, like...
All I can say is, if I was an artist in SM, I'd be like, okay, when is my contract coming up? And I would put in my contract, like, things about having a say about my avatar.
Yeah.
Like, what my avatar can and cannot do, or at least just get a... You have to, like, approve it by me or something.
Yeah.
No, or, like, change the face. Like, don't make it my face.
But, I mean, the virtual members, they're, like, the graphics are pretty, like, well, mm-hmm. some of them.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Fans are, like, and I didn't even notice it. I mean, okay, I noticed it about Karina's avatar, that her avatar looked kind of, like, low budget.
Yeah, like a cartoon.
Yeah, but I was just kind of like real low budget cartoon. I was just kind of like, oh, okay, like, maybe they just didn't want to, like, make them super realistic. But then you see Winter's, and I'm like, dang, she's so pretty.
Yeah, she's freaking beautiful.
It's like beta testing versus the alpha run or something. Like,
but, like, weren't fans, like, you're telling me about something like that? About the fans?
Yeah, yeah, fans are, like, really upset about it. Which is, like, it's understandable. I can just imagine, like, the girls getting in a fight and they're like, well, my avatar is prettier than yours.
Your avatar is ugly.
Yeah. They are upset that the lack of visuals is what the article said.
Which is so funny because technically you could fix their visuals. You can't fix the actual members' visuals, but, like, just
SM. Who approved it? Who approved it? Was like, oh yeah, Karina, send hers out.
She's ready to go.
A little more time on hers.
Send her back to the drawing board. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I can't wait to see the other ones.
I know. I'm just excited. Like, I do want to see, like, their comeback, and I want to see how they're going to do their stages, like, their live stages. I want to see how they're going to do interviews. Like, are they just going to be like, oh, like, are they going to play into the, like, oh, like, we have four members and four virtual members, or are they going to play into, like, oh, they're not going to be here because they're not real, like, it's us.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how they're going to play, like, oh, that's my friend. She's just out right now. Or are they going to be like, oh, like, it's clearly me.
It's me. My thing is, like, in their music videos, are they going to, like, be them dancing, like, with their avatar?
I think so.
Like, right next to them, or...
Well, in that Karina's, like, little interview thing, it shows them, like, in the dance practice room. Like,
oh.
Dancing next to each other.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I, like, saw the beginning. I was like, I can't watch this.
Well, that's interesting, because it's, like, they're always gonna look better, like, because they're literally programmed with...
Yeah, the they'll always be able to, like, dance better.
They're just gonna be better than the humans.
This is gonna be real interesting. This is so interesting because, I mean, as we progress in technology, we're going to be seeing, like, I say robots for, like, lack of a better term, but, like, AI systems,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just going to be, like, more incorporated into our daily lives. And I think we're going to see more things like that where we're using more, like, like, virtual reality and avatars and stuff. Like, I feel like this is just the beginning of just the new way we do entertainment.
Yeah, which is going to be so dumb in America. Well, not even America, because we're going to keep doing the same things we always do, because we don't follow rules.
Yeah, we do what we want.
We're the rule breakers.
But, like, who else better to try it than K-pop, you know?
Exactly.
Because they kind of can get away with doing things a little bit more outside the box.
If Ariana Grande comes out with an AR, I'm going to be like, what the fuck is this? Like,
honestly, she probably will. Like, she probably will be one of the first ones.
But that also kind of fits her image, though. Like,
she, yeah, it does.
I feel like she blends in pretty nicely with K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, like, song-wise, because she sings a lot of mature songs, but I think, like, image-wise, like, she's very small, she's very, like, compact and, like, a tiny little human form. Yeah, long ponytail, like, her outfits. Well, her outfits are a little, I guess, like, lazy compared to them. Like, she wears, like, oversized sweatshirts and, like,
yeah,
like, thigh highs, where they're a little bit more, like, like tiny. Oh, her old self used to be very K-pop-esque.
Yeah, for sure. She would have been good as a not, as a foreign K-pop idol because they wanted like a non-Asian.
Yeah,
she would have been a good fit, honestly.
Would have, yeah, that's so true. I think she would have been. I think she would have begun. I mean, obviously, she's like huge now, but like I think she would have blew up.
She would have been really popular. People would have liked her.
Yeah, I don't know. I had the need to body roll right now.
Did you? But oh, she's body rolling everybody. She's doing. Speaking of body rolls,
no,
this isn't really news, but I have to discuss it because it's news. It's just been in my life every day this week.
Living in your brain rent free.
Yes, I will pay it rent if it wants me to. And I'm talking about Monsta X new music video
now.
Oh my god, I have never paused and rewinded a music video I think more than this one.
Okay, Biggie, I gotta tell you something.
You haven't watched it.
No, I don't want to.
Go watch it right now. I'm gonna watch you watch it.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Wait, you have to, Candace.
Katie, okay.
No, you have to. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I'd have to like put another song over because
no, you have to listen to it because you have to hear "I Am Seduce You."
No, I meant like for the episode. I'll have to mute it because it's copyright.
You can always put in like headphones or something if you don't want them to hear it.
Oh my god! Okay, let me grab headphones. Hold on. Like, did you want to hear it?
I mean, if you want to put another song over it.
Okay, I'll just.
That way, I'll know where you're at.
I'll just put another song over it.
Whew.
Okay. Hold on.
You're so excited. So, what are your thoughts? Oh, she's dead. We got her.
We got her. What in the world? Yeah. Who said that those lyrics were okay? Look at this message.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ooh. It's real intense. And I've been listening to that song.
I am say that he wants us to say that we want him to eat us. Who?
I don't understand why I am feels the need to continuously seduce me, but he does. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, no, more. I need more. They need to really want me. We want you. I am okay. Can you stop now?
Whew. And then Hyunwon, when he looks like this mob boss. I just, ooh.
Like from the 70s. Like, he had like that, like.
Yeah. When he's running like this fight ring.
Whew. And then Shawnee with his little highlights. And then he like, his voice still always throws me off. Like forever.
Yeah.
It's so like, it's not high pitch. It's just so like, soft compared to his image.
Yeah, definitely.
Like he has a beautiful voice, but like, not saying he's not beautiful, but like when you, like we said last time, like when you see him, you just don't imagine him to sing that way.
Right. It's just not what you expect.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yes, that's my mood.
For copyright reasons, I'm gonna put the song over. So I'm sorry you guys. You guys won't get to hear the song, but
go watch it.
Go, yeah. Well, no. I don't want anyone to have to experience that. No one streamed the song. No. You should go watch the music video. And then tell me how you feel.
Make Amelia watch it.
I actually am. After this, you can watch. I'm going to put it on the TV.
Oh, yeah. Big screen.
Oh, okay. Monsta X.
No, I had to, like... pause, rewind. I had to like play it and like really like slow it down, and because I just like I had to watch in lots of different ways.
Well, I mean, this is just my first time watching it, so when we are done with this and everything's said and done, I'm probably gonna have to watch it a few more times.
Yeah.
But I just didn't want to do that while we're recording, you know.
Yeah,
it's a really long episode.
Just us watching the music.
We'll just screen share and just keep watching the same music video.
Hey, I'm down.
All right, guys. Well, this is all we have for this episode. We will go.
We're going to go watch Monsta X music video over and over again. Bye.
Well, and Monsta X is such an interesting group. Okay, so the group is, I feel like they're another group that's pretty well known. Like,
yeah.
Monsta X. And they do the strangest freaking collaborations.
Yeah.
Like, cameos. Like, they do the strangest.
Like, We Bear Bears.
Yeah, like, that was so random.
It was so cute, but it was so random.
It was so random. And they do, like their collab with French Montana, Will.i.am, mm-hmm. Steve Aoki. Like, they just do, like, a bunch of, like, you wouldn't imagine, like,
yeah,
that, like, the two artists coming together.
It's yeah.
Very unexpected collabs with American artists. But their newest addition to their weird ass collaboration list.
Let's hear it.
Well, wait, do you remember when they did that whole like documentary with Gallant?
Yeah, I like watched part of it, but I didn't get to watch all of it.
I didn't get to finish watching it either. But I'm like what the fuck are you doing? Like, what? Like, who
is Gallant doing with Monsta X?
Like, who is their like manager? Who's making this happen? Like.
Honestly though, whoever's like doing that kind of stuff, they're really on top of it.
They really are
because Monsta X is like going up, you know, they're rising solely because of that.
Yeah, so their new collaboration, their new partner is none other than the legend himself, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yes. What are they collaborating? Like, is it like a song or?
They're collaborating for the new SpongeBob movie that's coming out.
I don't know which one's more weird, being on SpongeBob, Snoop Dogg or Monsta X?
Or a Snoop Dogg Monsta X collab. They could find them being solo on it together.
I just imagine when they told Snoop Dogg who he was collabing with, he was like, who the fuck is that? And then they told Monsta X and they were like, oh my god, yeah.
That's how I'm like, who am I collaborating with? Or he was so high that he was like, I love Monsta X.
Oh, Monsta X, this is my boys.
I just want to know, and Amelia made a good point, and I was talking to her about this earlier. She was like, at what point in the SpongeBob movie would they need a Snoop Dogg Monsta X song?
What is going to be happening?
I was like, maybe like a chase scene or something that's more like action-y.
Oh, see, I was thinking like a credit. Like, maybe it's just going to be in the credits or something. Like the end song.
It's like all the opening song, like the opening number.
It's going to be the when Patrick does like the little slapping. Dance again. Go Patrick. And he's like,
pa. I am what I am.
It's going to be like the updated Goofy Goober song or something.
I just like, SpongeBob's random, Snoop Dogg's random. It's just a random ass fucking project, but I'm here for it. I'm excited.
I'll watch it just for this collaboration.
skip. Actually, no, I'll probably watch the whole movie because it's SpongeBob, but
yeah.
They are like the kings of like
saying yes.
They're the kings of not turning people down, I guess.
They would work with anybody, but this is good. Maybe Snoop Dogg will then go to his BFF Martha Stewart and be like, listen, I just collabed with like this cool group. She'll spread it out to all her friends. They'll get even bigger.
All these middle-aged white women will be like, Monsta X!
I mean, if all these middle-aged white women watch this music video.
But then the middle-aged white women will continue to buy tickets for their kids and them to go, which means that they'll have to keep coming to the estates, which means it gives us an opportunity to see them.
Exactly. Boom. That's okay. How you make sales, people.
There we go. So really, the key component is Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
You mean Martha. Martha Stewart.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Didn't you go to jail?
Oh, yeah.
For, like, tax? Was it like tax or something?
It was like insider trading stuff.
Oh shit!
Yeah, real white collar kind of stuff.
I wonder if is there a different section of prison that you go depending on your crime, like.
Well, I know there's, like, different prisons that you go to. Like, if it's more, like, the white collar, kind of, like, tax invasions
and
those kind of things, I think you go to, like, the nicer jails. Versus if you're, like, murdering somebody, then you go to, like, the hardcore prison.
So, like, money laundering would go to, like
white collar jail.
White collar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. You know who's not going to jail?
Who?
YG.
Damn.
Yeah. He wasn't convicted.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He got convicted of something.
But I just know a lot of the people were commenting like, it's literally just because he has money. Like he 100% paid his way out of it.
Oh, for sure. And maybe he showed them like an old video of him in his 20s. Like maybe that's what did it.
He's like, you want this in jail right now? They're like, God damn.
Got us again.
He like showed it. He put it on the screen while he like tiptoed out of the room.
Yeah, the girls were like, "Hold on, he's got a point here."
It's like all the evidence is like he's guilty, 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 guilty. He just puts it that one video, and they're like, "Well, I mean, he did."
I mean, look from the beginning, he was a bad boy. Come on,
look at this. Look at this bad boy image. He's just playing into his character.
Oh my god.
Let me get my charger.
Okay. Imagine being YG's. I don't know what's worse. Okay, well, I know what's worse. No, I don't. What's worse, being his wife or his daughter? I guess his daughter, because then you don't have to like sleep with him. But then you're like, oh, that's my dad. Like, I have to love this person.
Before we leave, like, you know, before we end this episode, we have to, which I really don't want to, but we have to talk about Taemin's comeback, not his comeback, but he's releasing the second half of his third album, Never Gonna Dance Again, Act Two. He released the first half of it earlier in October, and so now he's back with the second half, which I honestly didn't know that it was split up, and I kind of thought, okay, like, he's here, he did it, like, I made it through, I'm alive, I'm good, I'm intact, and now I'm like, what, that was only the first half?
I never watched Criminal, like, I still haven't seen it.
Katie, you made me watch Monster X. And you're going to sit here and tell me that you didn't watch Criminal?
I can't. It's so hard. I'll see, like, clips of it on TikTok, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be, like, spoilers, and I go past
You it. Better watch. You have to watch it right now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. I've been just waiting until I've been ready.
You're ready. I wasn't ready for Monster X. I wasn't ready for it. Me to be told that I want to tell someone to eat me like a main dish.
Woo, let me tell you, I would.
You need to watch it right this second.
Okay.
Isn't it? That's the song. Like, it's so weird. His songs are, I feel like, perfect for him, like,
yeah,
like, you know how there's some songs where it's like, oh, this idol probably could sing it, oh, this idol, but like, I feel like his songs, like Taemin's songs, are like
Taemin's. No one else could do it,
like, they're just his songs,
even his slower songs. There was one day, this was like a year ago, I was just kind of going through some of his albums, like listening to like his old, like his non like hits,
yeah,
but just like the other stuff on his albums, just because I was curious, and like I was listening to like his slower songs, and I'm like, they're just like really good.
Mm-hmm.
But like you're saying, like, they are just like his own sound.
He's like a unique, like, he's just, I don't know, he's just a very unique individual. He's a very unique artist. Like,
seriously. He definitely like stands out. Mm-hmm. And kind of above a lot. And then you go back and you watch the replay music video. Little baby and little bowl cut.
That looked, he just grew. He blossomed. He blossomed out.
Well, he sold his soul, Candace, so.
I guess when you're making deals with the devil, you blossom a little more than others.
I think he killed the devil and became the devil.
he didn't sell his soul. He took over.
He was like, nah.
The devil was like, oh, shit, I'm going to go out of business. This Taemin guy, he's really good.
The devil handed the business over to Taemin. He was like, you take it. I'm out.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Well, that's too damn bad.
I can't wait till I'm really old and I can, like, say that for real.
That's too damn bad.
They'll be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
And then I'll just have to call you and be like, oh my god, Katie, I just said it. I said it. I said the line.
Great. Oh my god.
Oh man. Well, that's kind of all we have. That's all the news, really. I mean, there is lots of other news, but we don't want to make this a really long episode.
Yeah, this is all that really matters for this week. G-Dragon, Monsta X new music video, Taemin video.
Yeah. Honestly, if you just skipped the entire episode and just came to this part, G-Dragon's coming back, Monsta X just dropped a sexy video, and Taemin is Satan. So, you're caught up now.
Done. Could have saved you a whole hour.
And SM is trash. Okay. But that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We really do enjoy doing these because it, like we said in the other episode, it gives us a chance to actually, like, look into, like, the facts. I mean, we all see, like, we follow, like, different K-pop accounts and, like, we see different new stuff, but you can't really base everything off of just, like, the one thing you see. So this kind of lets us go in a little bit deeper, which is really awesome because then we get to see actually, like, the real drama and the tea. And that's really exciting, especially because in America, that's kind of like what drives everything is like the drama and the tea. So we like doing this. If there's anything that you guys are wanting us to talk about or cover, either in like a theme specific episode or just like a news story that you want us to talk about or hear our opinions on, just slide into our DMs, let us know the story, maybe put a link if there's like a link to it so that we can look it up and see, you know, what's going on. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, give our opinion. But if this episode isn't enough for you to get your K-pop meal of the week, make sure to head over to Instagram and follow us at The Stands Next Door, where we also post our disrespect of the week. We'll post a playlist that we're listening to, because you can also head over to Spotify and follow us on Spotify. We have several playlists on there already made for you. And you can also find all this information a little bit more, even if you go over to our website, which is actually under our media studio. So daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. If you go to the tab, you find our page. You'll also be able to find like our more comebacks, solo comebacks. You'll find the disrespect of the week information in all our episodes. All good stuff you can find there.
Yeah. What she said. Ditto. That's pretty much all we have, you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Lit.